Yogel Isam Erev Yom Tov. Let's say you made dough on Erev Yom Tov. You put the water into the flour, you made the dough on Erev Yom Tov. Here the halacha is, Mafrish Mimeno Chalosa B'Yom Tov. Yes, you're allowed to take off challah even on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take off the challah. So Rashi says, Rashi, Afagad the Tanan Lekamon, even though we'll learn later in the Masechtah, that Elul Hei Mishum Shvush, there's a din the Rabbonin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that Ein Magvi and Trumos Sam Isis B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take off Truma Maiser on Yom Tov, for Ho Nami Ketrumas Dogin Domi. And by taking off challah from the dough, it's also like Truma. So why do you say here, allowed to take it off on Yom Tov? Shoyochol Afrisha Merav Yom Tov. Because here for sure you could have done it Erev Yom Tov, like you made the dough before Yom Tov. So how come we say you're allowed to take off the chal even on Yom Tov? So Rashi says, Afilu Hochi, Mafrish, still here you're allowed to do it. Shalai Gozro al Trumas Isar. There's no gzer at all with Rabbonin to take off challah on Yom Tov. Why? Sherei Mutal Gilgul of Yom Tov. Because you're allowed to bake, or can bake a bread on Yom Tov. Now, if you make the Gilgul, you first put the water into the flour on Yom Tov. So right now with the chi of chal is chal. So if it's chal on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off the challah. Could they lech or pas chama? Like you're allowed to bake fresh bread, to eat nice hot bread on Yom Tov. And when you first make the bread on Yom Tov, so then the chi of chal is first chal right now, so pshit you're allowed to take off challah. So since there's a time that you are allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov, it's a like a loy plug, the Rabbonim did not make the gzera of taking off challah on Yom Tov. Therefore, in this case, that you made the dough on before Yom Tov, even though you could have taken it off Erev Yom Tov, but since you didn't, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. There's no gzerim drabon at all not to do it. That's what Rabbi said. Now, Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father said not like that. Shavua de Shmuel Omar, Afilu Gilgulis, the Erev Yom Tov, Ein Mafresh Menel Chalosa be Yom Tov. No, in a case that you made your dough before Yom Tov, so since then you could have taken off challah and you didn't, you're not allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. Even though he's made it, if you bake bread on Yom Tov, you first made the dough, then you're allowed to take off challah. That's because you couldn't done it before. But in the case where you made the dough yesterday, so you should have taken off the challah yesterday, you're not allowed to take it off today. So it's a machlokes Rabbi and Avuah de Shmuel, when you made the dough yesterday before Yom Tov, can you take off the challah on Yom Tov or not? The Rashi says, Ein mafresh menu, tlahitira l'afresh challah ela b'isash in his galgul of Yom Tov. There's only a heter if you make dough today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off challah. Avuzu, but this that you made yesterday, hoyla l'afresh merav Yom Tov. Kitrumas dog on the Paris. This is the cloud of Zera, not to take off Trumas El Paris on Yom Tov. So since you should have taken the challah off yesterday, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Tomorrow says, Leima plige de Shmuel ad Yahu de Shmuel. Let's say Shmuel himself argues on his father. Why? Because we just saw that his father says, you're not allowed to take off the challah on Yom Tov if you made it yesterday. Now where does Shmuel argue on this? The Yoma Shmuel, because Shmuel himself says, challah chutz loretz. If you make dough out of Eretz Yisrael, the chutz loretz, when you make dough that there's a mitzvah to take off challah, it's only midirabonim to take off challah. Challah is totally in Eretz Yisrael midiraisa. So the dough, the flour that grows outside Eretz Yisrael, it's only midirabonim. Therefore the locker is, oyichel v'ohoylich, you're allowed to eat the bread, v'yachakach mafresh, and then you can take off challah. Because mine is there, that's what you're allowed to do. In Eretz Yisrael, before you take off challah from the bread, there's an instant heat from the bread. You're not allowed to eat from this dough before you took off challah. My sheik in the chutzler, it's only with the rabbonin weren't machim so much. So there they say you are allowed to eat from the bread, as long as you leave over some bread that later you'll be mafresh challah from there. That's what Shmuel said. So what does the Gemara mean to ask the kasha? So Rashi says, oicha v'hoilich, kol ha'pap, you're allowed to eat as much as you want from the bread, or mishayi kadei challah, leave over a little bit. Or mafresh ha'bachroin, at the end you leave over l'shem challah. Alma, what do we see? It's not really called hafrosh letzarech. V'yamafresh b'yom tov eino kemesakin. The lissusah k'shar ha'gvoyah truma the gozal b'rabon v'pnei shenira kemesakin. In other words, the kasher is, according to Shmuel, it should not be yosef to take off challah on yom tov. Because bishleim had taken off trumais and maisers. The rabon said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or yom tov. Because nira kemesakin. It looks like you want to fix up these fruits. In other words, without taking off truma, you're not allowed to eat these peris. Now, by taking off truma, that gives you a head to eat the peris. So it looks like you're fixing something. It looks like you're being a sack of the peris. That's the way it looks. That's why the Rabbanan said you can't take off maisris and trumas on Yom Tov. Mashenkin Shmuel himself says that this dough, you are allowed to eat from it, even before you take off challah. So by taking off challah on Yom Tov, you're not being matir anything. So it's not nirak and a sacking. So for sure there should be no issa doing it on Yom Tov. So that's why the Gemara is asking the kashla, Kura Shmuel logs on his father. His father says that on Yom Tov, if you made the dough yesterday, you're not allowed to take off challah today. So mashma, taking off challah today is like bimater. It says because you're taking off challah, that's why now you're allowed to eat from the dough. So therefore, with the rabbanon, it's also because it looks like you're fixing up something. But according to Shmuel himself, it says no. You're allowed to eat from the dough even before you take off challah in chutz lor. It's not a mitzvah safrosha, but it's not bimater or anything. So why can't you do it on Yom Tov? Shmuel says yes. There's no stira. Omar Rava, Rava says, Miloy Moide Shmuel, isn't Shmuel Moide, doesn't Shmuel agree, Shem Karo Lo Shem, Shasur Lazarim, that now that you call it Challah, even the Chutzlor, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, you made your dough, you made your bread, you're allowed to eat from the bread, but at the end, when you take off this piece, to be Challah, Shmuel's also Moide, it's Challah, Din Challah, Ronim, and Rabbonim, and the Locher is a Zar, and Yisrael is not allowed to eat it anymore, you would not have to give it to a Kohen. So since Lamaisa Tzchalah didn't chalav on it, the svara is, like his father said, it's mechlal the gzera not to be mafish trumis on Yom Tov. And the climate, the real svara doesn't apply, it's not near a kemasakin. But Lamaisa, since it looks like chalav, because when you call it chalav, it's also for zar, only a kohen can eat it, it's mechlal the gzera of ein magbiyin. And Rashi says, Miloy modi Shmuel, afal pi, she'en esarach la'afrisha, you don't have to take off chalav before you want to start eating it, but Shemkaro Lashem, if you did call it challah, Shechala Lem Shem Challah, it's called on this piece of bread that you took off, or part of the dough that you took off, it's called challah. And Allah reads the Yasura Lazarim. Azar is not allowed to eat from it. Alma, what do we see? That Shem Truma Le, it's called Truma, this piece of challah. Therefore, the East of the Chalay Magvi and Truma Samaisis be Yom Tov. It is the Chal, the East of the Rabbanin, not to take off Truma Samaisis on Yom Tov. Even though it's not Mirakim Asakin, but since it's called Challah, you're not allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. Therefore, there's no Machlek Yishmul on his father. And Mishnah says, Beishama Yomrim, Ein Moilichin Es Sasulim, you're not allowed to carry a ladder on Yom Tov, Mishoivich Lishoivich, from one Shoivich that's a nest, where the birds, you raise birds, from one chicken coop to another one. Let's say they were on top of a tree, so you have a ladder, from Yishoivich Lishoivich, from one chicken place to another chicken place, you're not allowed to carry the ladder on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Kasalka Taitech Sulam Am Yuchel Lekach. We're even talking about a ladder that's set aside to walk, to climb up to the nest. V'nikesh Shusha Shoivich. Everybody sees there's a ladder that you're not going to do any Yisurim with it. You're only going to get the chicken down to Shechter on Yom Tov. So really it should be Mutter. So why does Beishamah say you can't carry it on Yom Tov? The time of the Beishamah, for us, the Gemara, the Yasra, Yafapish, Yubolip, Lagazol, Zinkas Yom Tov, still, it's also we'll see in the Gemara 6-0, people will think you're taking the ladder to fix your roof. That's Basham is a locha that ain't malichin as a sulim shavuot shavuch. You're not allowed to carry the ladder on Yom Tov from one nest to another nest. Avo mateya mechaloyin lechaloyin. In the same nest, though, there are like different windows. So if you just want to move the ladder from one window to another window, just have to like tilt the ladder. Don't really have to pick up the ladder and move it. Just mateyo, just tilt it, move it from one side to another side. That's mutter. There's no gzera. Beisil says no, you're allowed to carry this ladder on Yom Tov from one shervich, from one nest, to another nest. So Rashi says, Mechloin lechloin, beyoysa shervich in each nest, atzmoy, shekein derech shervich, liosboy mechitzas harbei, kam lechol zug bezug. Like each family has its own nest. Vecholoin lechol kan vekan. Each nest has its own window there. So if you want to take the ladder from one window to another window, that's mutter. Right, Zemar says, Omar Rav Chonin Bar Ami, Machlekes, where's the Machlekes? Breshus Rabim. That's where Beishamai says this also. The Beishamai Savri, Haroy Oimer, if somebody sees you walking with a ladder on Yom Tov in the Breshus Rabim, in the main streets, is they'll say, Oimer, they're going to say, Lehatia Gaga Hutzorach. You know why he's taking this ladder now? Because he wants to fix his roof. And that's an issue there, I said, Binyan. So that's why it's us now. Zemar is saying, people shouldn't say you're going to fix your roof. Rashi says, Lehatiach, Shoyatoch and Gagasem used to put like tar on top of the roof. Betit lefish lohoyim ushupoyim. It wasn't slanty. Elasuyin came in, tikras aliyah, or mishtam shubel, lefikas tochas, and mashpiyatiach, that's like solom shizlo memo. The roof itself was flat, and the water would stay on top. So they used to put a lot of tar or cement on one side to make it slanty, that the water should slant down. So the kids used to fix up the roofs, So the person would see you walking with a ladder on Yom Tov, there's a Mara sign, people say, you're going to fix your roof. That's why Bashama says you can't do it. Since it's a special type of a ladder, that you use this ladder, everybody knows it's a bird nest ladder, so therefore people are not going to say you're taking it to fix your roof, they'll say you're using it to get a bird. So therefore there's no gzera. That's what Beishami holds, your Beisil holds. Shrashi Shoivcha Mechilov, Shoivcha Shel Sulam Mechiyach, Shunikke Shusha Shoivich. He could tell the different kinds of a ladder. This is a ladder you only use to get the birds down, so people won't be choshed you went to fix your roof. This is what Rav Chanan Barami says. The whole Machlokes says B'Rishus Rabim. Avo B'Rishus HaYochid, let's say somebody wants to carry this ladder privately in his own backyard, in the B'Rishus HaYochid, then the Rihaka Mutter. He holds, even by Sham, he holds this Mutter. Why? Because nobody sees you. So when nobody sees you, there's no Marasayim. Fetik Gemara, it's not like that. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, that Kol Mokom Shosru Chachomim, Mifnei Marasayim, any place that a person said it's Osir, Mishumar, when the Rabbanon said you can't do something, because we're afraid people will see you doing it, and they'll think you're doing an Isser, and they'll learn from you to do the Isser, so you're not allowed to do it, is Afilo Bechadre Chadar Moser. You're even also to do it, even in your own private room that nobody's there. So you see, it's like a Loi Plum. Once the Rabbanon said in one place you can't do it, like here, if in the Rishus HaRabim, according to Veshama, you're not allowed to carry the ladder, because people will say you're going to fix your roof, it should be also that even in your own private backyard, it should also be Yosser. Afilu b'chad lechadorim, in your own private room, it should also be Yosser. So according to Rav, it's not like Rav Chanan Barami said. So Mor says, Enechanami Tanoihi, that Rav Chanan Barami talked, he argues on Rav, because it's a Machlokes Tanoim, he doesn't know like Rav. The Tanya we learned, Shoitchin b'chama, if let's say you fell into the water on Shabbos, and your clothing became dirty, your clothing became wet on Shabbos, here's Shoitchin b'chama, you're allowed to spread out your clothing in the sun. You can only do it privately in your own backyard, but you can't do it in front of people, because people will think, you know what, you're spreading out a wet beged, because you washed it today. So in front of people, you're not allowed to do it. It's Marasayim. Marashenkin, in your own backyard, privately, you're allowed to do it. That's what the Tanakam holds. So this is not like Rav. This is like Awul Gemara saying, Rav Chanan Barami says, of Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oisrin, they say no, it's also. So you see, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. That Rav goes like Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. They say it's Oyser. That any time there's an Issa Marasayin, we're afraid somebody will see you. So it's a loy plug. Even in your own private room, you're not allowed to do it. And Ika the Amri, some say like this. Omer Rav Chanan Barami, Rav Chanan Barami said like this. Machlokes, where's the Machlokes in our Mishnah? Between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you're allowed to carry this ladder that you're using for the birds, is Machlokes is B'Rishus HaYochid. That's where the Machlokes is. In your own private backyard, can you carry the ladder or not? Did Beis Shammai yisluh Rabbi Yehuda Marav? That Beis Shammai holds as a gezeira even mechadri chadorim. Wherever the Rabbanon said you can't do something because we're afraid people will see you, it's also even in a place that people can see you. Even on a private property, still it's a little plug, you're not allowed to do it. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Or Beis Hillel says no. Lesluh Rabbi Yehuda Marav. He doesn't hold from that svari. He holds that the gezeira is only where people will see you in Rishus HaRabim. Mashenka and Rishus HaYochid, that nobody sees you, that's where Beis Hillel in our Mishnah says you're allowed to carry the ladder from one nest to another nest. But only in the Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaRabim, but let's say you want to take this ladder and walk outside now to the Rishus HaRabim, I tell you, Divrei Hakol Osir, it could be everybody holds its Osir, even Beis Hillel holds its Osir. That's the second Lashon. Second Lashon goes to Chumrah, that Beis Hillel is also Moedah, there's a Marasayim. And the only machlokes is only Rishus HaYochid, when nobody sees you, do we make this loy plug or not? If so, the Gemara says then, Leima Rav Yomake Beis Shammai, according to this Pshan the Gemara now, so Rav that says, that whenever the Rabbanan asked something, Mishamar HaSayin, it's also to do even Bechad Mechadorim, even privately when nobody's there, still you're not allowed to do it. So who does Rav come out like Beis Shammai? Because according to this Loshin, that's the machlokes now mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel holds a smutter privately. And Beis Shammai says, no, even privately it's Osir. So it comes out now Rav that says this din even privately it's Osir is going according to Beis Shammai. And the Chur, that's a Shver. Like a Shver to say Rav goes like Beis Shammai. Usually a Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we go like Beis Hillel. So how come Rav comes out like Beis Shammai? So Rashi says that the Kasha is according to Rav Chanan. The Rav Chanan Kaporach. Rav Yom HaKol Mok Meshosru.
So Churav comes out like Beshamim. It's not mashma like that. So Gemara says no Tanoihi. Say it's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya we learned, like we have just learned before, that Shoytchin Bechama, you're allowed to spread out your wet shirt on Shabbos, Avoloi Kenegadom. But you're not allowed to do it publicly where people will see you. Only privately you could do it. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oistrin. So see if the Machlokes Tanoim, see if it's not Shver Rav. Rav goes like these Tanoim, like Rebbe Shimon, that holds it awesome. So Rashi learns Tanoihi. What does the Gemara mean to answer? Kolaymar. Like Rav Chonin is moida. Rav himself that says even privately you can't do it holds that for sure. Beisil holds like him, and even according to Beisil, you're not allowed to do it b'shusayochin if there's a gzera. Upola galai, and Rav will argue on me. In other words, Rav is for sure going to learn at the first Pshat the Gemara that Beisil is matter even b'shusarabin. He holds there's no marasign altogether. Because you can tell it's a ladder made for birds. And Beishami says, no, you can't tell. It's Osir. So according to Rav, Beishami holds it's Osir, both Bishus Rabin and Bishus Yochid. And Beisil holds it's Mutter, both Bishus Yochid and Bishus Rabin. That's the way Rav's going to learn. But Rav Chonin learns not like that. Rav Chonin learns like Rav Lezer learns here. That there's a man, the Yoma, that says that Marasayin is Mutter, V'chad V'chadorim, that privately you're allowed to do it. So Rav Chonin learns that Beisil goes like this man, the Yoma. That in the Mishnah, where does Beisil say it's mutter? Only privately b'shus ha'yochid. But in Echnami, when you're carrying the ladder outside b'shus rabim, he holds, even Beisil holds it's osur. There is a marasayim. B'shus rabim, but not b'shus ha'yochid. Moses says, now Masnisa, now Mishnah, l'churo, to loiki yai tana. Does not come out like this tana.